Now, the rest of the story. But the farmer insisted, "What about my cow?" His cow was dead. The innocent victim of something that literally came right out of the blue. An airplane flying 1,700 feet overhead had accidentally lost some cargo, and the cargo had fallen on the cow, and it was not funny. But that is the rest of the story. Dick Meyer was the pilot on that day. May 1957, it was a routine flight. There were no passengers on board, only some freight and a crew of 13. Beautiful, sunny, clear sky through which they were soaring when suddenly the plane encountered turbulence. Ordinarily, such a jolt would not have disturbed enough to mention, but today was different. It was a crewman located between the wings and the tail who alerted the others, but no sooner did he call out than the aircraft zoomed upward. Suddenly. So much cargo had been lost, 42,000 pounds worth, that the plane got lighter in a hurry and climbed to 2,700 feet virtually instantly. Okay, who was the wise guy? Left the door open, Meyer wanted to know. Well, that's when a young crew member rushed forward. A radio operator later recalled he was laughing because the young man was whiter than any sheet you ever saw. Wide-eyed, young fella kept saying, I didn't touch anything. Oh, yes, he had. He'd been back there preparing for landing, and there was kind of an awkward procedure involved, one in which a large securing pin had to be set in place, and the crewman, usually a navigator, had to climb around the cargo and literally hang by his toes to set that pin. And that's when the turbulence had hit, and the crewman had reached out for something to keep from falling, and what he grabbed was a release mechanism. Wow. Whoops. There went the cargo. The fellow who was hanging there upside down almost went out with it, but after interminable hair-raising moments, he was able to inch his way to safety. Jack Williams, a flight engineer, heard the cargo hit the ground, a dull thud, he described it. Pilot Dick Meyer swung around for a look at any damage they may have done. What he saw was a 25-foot crater about 12 feet deep, and of course, that poor cow. Now, how were they going to explain this when they landed? Well, sir, they simply told all that I have just told you, but they all agreed not to tell anybody else until now. This much more you ought to know. The Mark 17. The Mark 17 is a 24.5-foot, 10-megaton hydrogen bomb. It is a weapon potentially 625 times more devastating than the bomb that blasted Hiroshima, possibly the most powerful bomb ever made. The cargo that fell from that B-36 29 years ago. The cargo that dropped on a mercifully populated plot near Albuquerque, New Mexico. The cargo was a Mark 17. But again, mercifully, the bomb did not go off. You've always wondered what would happen if an H-bomb ever fell on the United States of America. Well, you know now, it could kill a cow. And that is the rest of the story.